You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The prosecution in the Riyad Bouchikar defense has said that the defense has said that he did not mean to kill anyone during an attack with a knife at Parnell Square in Dublin, lasting 15 seconds. The prosecution say that that notion is absurd and a lame excuse, and he should be judged by his actions, not his words. Emily Keegan is with us, who has been reporting on the trial. Emily, what's the latest?
Yeah, so a reminder for everyone that 52-year-old Riyad Bouchikar of no fixed address has pleaded not guilty to 8 charges relating to this alleged incident at Parnell Square on the 23rd of November 2023, when a number of children were injured in a stabbing. And yesterday, the defence confirmed that it wouldn't be calling any witnesses into the trial, so we proceeded with closing statements. And the prosecution kicked things off with a statement that lasted a little under an hour, and in it, it said its case is that Riyad Bouchikar intended to kill children on the 23rd of November 2023. Barrister Carl Finnegan said this is provable from inference of circumstances, and it was suggested the jury could include a number of things, including the fact the weapon was inherently lethal and the parts of the body he targeted. And Mr. Finnegan spoke of the evidence given by a number of witnesses and how it differed from person to person, but said the core of what they all saw remains the same. And when it comes to the 3 charges of attempted murder against 3 children, the prosecution said there was sufficient evidence of intent in each case. For the charge of assault causing serious harm to Leanne Flynn, the childcare worker, it said expert evidence confirms the level of harm was serious and she has lifelong adverse physical consequences. For the assault of assault causing harm to 2 children and a French man who intervened, it was again suggested the evidence was sufficient to prove they were harmed in the course of the incident. And then you touched on it there, referencing Mr. Bouchikar's response to Garda questions when he said he didn't mean to kill anyone and he thanked God that nobody had died. The prosecution said thanking God no one is dead isn't an answer to attempted murder, but it's an acknowledgement of how close things came to murder.
And the defence leant heavily on the issue of intent, as I understand it.
Yeah, and even starting off in that closing speech, Riyad Bouchikar's defence barrister actually stated the juries are always supposed to be the best of us and proof that noise can be left outside doors of this building. And he touched on the riots in Dublin City that occurred after this incident and said that we know the events of that day set fire to Dublin City and there were people using our national flag as a symbol of exclusion or hate. The defence then went on to tell the jury there's no doubt Riyad Bouchikar armed himself with a knife and injuries were caused by his actions, but they didn't reach the level of intent necessary to sustain the charges of attempted murder. The jury were asked to consider that in those seconds after childcare worker Leanne Flynn had been cast aside, if Riyad Bouchikar's intention was to kill, then he would have killed or caused devastating injuries to further children. But the defence said those injuries aren't there and that impact isn't there. The defence also touched on the Garda interviews and suggested the accused told Gardaí in faltering and incoherent terms that he did these things, but he states directly a number of times that he did not intend to kill anyone. And the defence barrister did say he doesn't ask for the jury's sympathy for Riyad Bouchikar and that that's an emotional response and it's inappropriate and unhelpful, but he asked them to approach the accused not dismissively as some monster. And again, coming to an end, he referred to the riots in Dublin City after the incident and said, and the people involved in that, and said there's no place for vengeance here and their shrieking should find no home in our courts.
Thank you very much, Emily. And of course, jury deliberations continuing there in the trial of Riyad Bouchikar. That is News Talk reporter Emily Keegan.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. conversation that counts.